And I this week walking the streets, I kind of learned the first words of this great Eagle song. Fly, Eagles, fly on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly. Score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. All right, that's it. That's it. Let me introduce the owner of the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie. Let me present this trophy to you, the George S. Halas Trophy, emblematic of the NFC champions. Jeff Lurie, I shouldn't have got the song going. Here, congratulations. Show that off. How proud? How proud are you of this football team? The great defense, losing your quarterback and coming back with Nick Foles.
I got to tell you, I'm so proud of our players, our coaches led by Doug, Howie, and the staff. The resilience this group of men has is unequaled. What we've gone through, I just can't tell you. I've never seen anything like it. This group of men wants to win so badly for Philadelphia. These fans are the most passionate fans in sports. And by the way, we're not only going to Minneapolis, we have something to do in Minneapolis. One more win.
There you go, Jeffrey Lurie. You beat Atlanta the last time, you beat the Vikings the last time. It's just reverse order. Doug Peterson, congratulations, coach. After the opening drive and the Vikings went down and scored, evidently nobody pressed or got nervous, just came back and put a ton of points on them.
You know, and that's the biggest thing about this football team. You know, we hang in there, we battle. I love these guys. I love these coaches. We make the adjustments that we need, and it's a 60-minute game.
I can't get over the job that Foles did. I just can't get over that. That's unbelievable. The job he performed today in a game like this.
I'm so happy for Nick. I'm so happy for the offense and the entire team. You know, but for Nick, for everything that he's, you know, been through and battled, he stayed the course. He stayed true. And we all believed in him. And he had a performance tonight. We still got one more to go.
One more. Good luck in Minneapolis, coach. I'll see you there. Nick Foles, come over here, man. Hey. How about that? Oh, it's good to be loved.
This is unbelievable.
Is this a little surreal for you?
It's unbelievable. First and foremost, all glory belongs to God. I wouldn't be here without him. And this is just very humbling and unbelievable. Thank y'all. Let's get it going. Let's go.
How nervous were you? And was there one point where you said, I'm really into this game and I'm going to play well? Was there one point in the game?
I felt good all week. I felt good coming to the game. We have such a close-knit group of players that we all lean on each other, so it takes away from the nerves. You have the natural nerves, but just coming out here and competing as an offense, defense, special teams, we felt great all day, and we were able to come away with a huge victory here.
Super Bowl 52, go get them, dog.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all right,
sir.
Nick Foles. Now let me bring up Chris Long. How about this? Of all my years of doing television, I've never got a chance to interview my nephew.
What's up,
Chris,
Hunk?
What a job today, huh? You forced one interception. You recovered a fumble. This defense, three takeaways. Chris, did you know y'all had that kind of game in you going into this team, into this game?
We're not surprised at all. You know, they went up seven early. A lot of teams would have, you know, folded their tents. Not us. We don't panic, offense, defense, and we just keep grinding.
How about your dad sitting over there? He's pretty proud of you. You know that.
Every time he shows up, we play pretty well, so I hope he comes to the next one.
Underdog Rolls, put the hat on, man, and give me a bark. Give me a bark. I'm sending it back over to you, Kurt Menefee. We got a little dog, little underdog.
Whatever, yep.